All right, good morning, everyone. I thank the Lord for another day. You know, this is a day to make history, and every day you have, you got another chance to make history for God. Yeah, his story, that's right. Let's begin with prayer. Lord, I thank you for your word and all that you're doing in our lives, your plans that you have for us. Help us to do all of your plans in our lives in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Okay, last week we got down to verse 17. And these scriptures reminded me of training. St. John chapter 16. St. John chapter 16, verse 17. I'll back up to 14 and come back to 17 for clarity. And these scriptures reminded me of something the Lord told me about training. Verse 14 says, "He shall glorify me," Jesus is talking about the Holy Spirit, "for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. A little while and ye shall not see me, and again a little while and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father." He's going to the Father. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, "What is this that he saith unto us, a little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father?" They didn't know that he was going to die for them, for their sins.
But he had told them.
Yeah, he told them.
He told them, and they just didn't understand.
They didn't grasp it.
Plainly told them.
Yeah, spelled it out, but they didn't grasp it.
Just like the church today, we need to pray that we receive. Yeah. God plainly tells us.
That's why training is important.
Amen.
Now, in order to operate in the anointing and do the purpose that God has for you to do, you cannot do it unless you're trained by the Holy Spirit. And that's the purpose of all this. The Holy Spirit's going to come. He will guide you in all truth. He won't speak of himself but what he hear. And he will prepare you for the work that you must do. I remember there was a movie about a guy. He just went out and he wanted to do something mighty for God. And he went to the bush. He chartered a plane, went out in the bush, and he was going to preach. And they killed him. He didn't get trained by God. You have to be trained. You have to have an anointing for some works. If you try to do it off of your own wit and what you know about God, it may not be enough. But if the Lord prepare you, you'll know how to deal with it. You'll have anointing for it. You'll have God's ability to do it. There's another guy. Remember that guy that carried that cross all over America? He went literally all over throughout Iraq, Iran, just preaching. And nobody put him in jail. Nobody bothered. People got saved everywhere he went. He had an anointing for it. He was trained for that work. He started in California. He went where the ants will kill you, in the bush, and he had special forces with him, and they quit, but he kept going. He was trained and prepared.
Arthur Blessing, is that his name?
I think so. He was on TBN. Yeah. When we do that, when we let the Lord train us, and when we let him prepare us, there's nothing we can't do, and we'll do it as a king.
Amen.
A pastor friend of mine, I worked with him a long time, and the Lord sent me here. He sent me somewhere else.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And he said, I said, "Lord, what about the work that you were going to do in his life?" I was concerned. He said, "I won't be able to do that work." I said, "Why?" He said he wasted too much training time. Training time is, this is what the Lord wants us to do. in his presence. We commune with him. He won't make us do it. We have to be willing. If we're not willing, he has to find somebody else. We have so much time for him to train us. This is something that people want to rush into things. Some works you can't rush into. You have to be prepared. There are several reasons. We produce after our own kind. When we train with him, we change, we develop, and the people that come after us will be further along.
Amen.
The training time, there's peace in it and there's joy in it, great joy. And I just enjoy the presence of the Lord and his, and operating, just spending time with him. And ministry is easy after that. Whatever he give you to do, it will work, it'll be anointed, and it will work. So he sent us a comforter to help us to do these things. And you have to pay attention to him, and you have to get a firm understanding, like Gideon did. Gideon kept asking for signs. Now, we have the Holy Spirit, but Gideon was strengthening his faith. He put out fleeces. He did the best he knew, and he got stronger and stronger. And the Lord said, if you're afraid to go down, go and listen. He told him where to go, and two guys, they actually prophesied. One of them prophesied to the other that this is nothing. The victory coming for Israel is nothing but Gideon. You know, the stone that came into the camp is nothing but Gideon. And it encouraged him. He had strength. That's what happens when you train with the Lord.
Amen.
All right. Okay, we'll pick up at 18 next week. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. All right. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do ye, and this do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Communing with the Lord is the backbone of our ministry, the vertebrae. It holds it. He'll prepare us for the work, and it will be a perfect work. It would be a work that'll be undeniable. The enemy can't touch it as long as we stop. We'll stop him because we're trained. The man that went out in his own strength, it didn't work, and it never does. But those that are trained by the Lord, you know, they bring forth fruit with patience, and that's what we're coming to. They do it like a king. They do it as an anointed man. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing. I thank you for every person you will mightily use. And I pray that you will be able to mightily use them according to your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The presence of God is already in this place. Can't you feel it?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just to be able to just be wherever you are and allow God to just rapture you into the presence of God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God.